This is the Randy Rhodes Show. To speak with Randy, dial 561-270-3844. That's 561-270-3844.
In all the chatter about today's theatrics and silliness, don't lose sight of the fact that a witness today confirmed under oath that POTUS committed an act that met all three elements of the federal crime of obstruction of justice. Obstruction, nexus, intent. What do you say to that?
So he's right. And if this was not the president of the United States we were talking about, he'd have been indicted on many different felony counts. I firmly believe that. I don't even think that's a close call.
It isn't. And that's what should not get lost in yesterday's crap show. Okay. In yesterday's obstruction and stonewalling and nastiness and threatening, and I got a safe full of guns, then admits he's a liar, and then finally confesses to Karen Bass that, yeah, he participated and aided in at least one count of obstruction of justice that the president actually committed. Yeah. Corey Lewandowski admitted to multiple felonies yesterday, and he indicted the president. He did. He actually put the president at the time and place with the motive and the actual steps that the president took in at least one attempt at obstruction of justice. And the obstruction was to get rid of Mueller and to get the Attorney General of the United States to give a false speech to the American people. Now, I mean, that's just a fact. So we have the president dead to rights. We have him as an obstructor of justice 10 separate times in the Mueller report. Corey Lewandowski literally aided and abetted in that obstruction of justice. These people need to go to jail. Why Corey Lewandowski doesn't get indicted, why Corey Lewandowski wasn't hauled off yesterday, is because Congress doesn't want to be the one that does it. Okay? Because they don't want any whiff of politics in the arrest and the indictment and the trial of Corey Lewandowski. But Corey Lewandowski totally admitted yesterday that he aided and abetted the president of the United States in an obstruction of justice, period. That he lied to the media about it to cover it up. Okay. So you have him just like you have Michael Cohen, and Michael Cohen is sitting in Otisville. Now the president, okay, we have this rule, not a law, a rule at the OLC that says you can't indict a sitting president. That right there needs to be thrown out the window, because I think everybody now sees that a president could literally use the military as mercenaries to enrich himself. Yeah, he could actually instruct the Air Force to fork over their per diem to stay at his golf course in Scotland, Turnberry. He could instruct people to commit obstruction of justice or break the law and turn around and pardon them. Dangle pardons in front of them for not cooperating. And we can't indict them. That's a problem. It's a problem for a nation that thinks that it's a nation of laws, not men. And that's what we say we are. And if that's what we are, then we need to proceed. Chris in Chicago.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I was frankly kind of horrified when I saw Corey Lewandowski back on the TV again, because I thought for sure that the media would rise up for once and say, this guy is bad news. We're being colored. You know, if we pay him to give his opinion on TV again.
Well, they didn't pay him. He was a guest.
They don't? Okay. I thought that all these media appearances,
no,
that these people get paid for it. Okay.
No.
But still, I mean, there's a credibility thing. If he's admitted to God and everybody that he gets up and lies to the media, how can he have any credibility?
Because, Chris, on TV, if it bleeds, it leads. On TV, if people are morbid, okay, it's just a fact of life. Everyone who's listening to me now, if they're honest with themselves, will look at a car wreck. They want to see a dead body. Everybody wants to see something that is just disgusting on TV. This is why people watch Donald Trump. This is why Howard sits there and watches that man do the most ridiculous rallies based on absolutely false things that only happen in that man's head, and conduct the presidency like a reality TV show. I mean, what is more obscene? The president at his rallies or Sean Spicer in a lime green shirt dancing with a woman who is wearing pineapples on her breasts?
I didn't even look at that. I couldn't even stand that.
Oh, no. Everybody saw it. So, you know, Sean Spicer puts on a lime green shirt and dances with a woman who's got two pineapples in place of her boobage. And they're dancing badly. And America watches because we're morbid. We're morbid SOBs, okay? It's a fact of life. That's why they book these people on these shows. I refuse to waste my time in this manner. Therefore, I don't get the kind of viewership that, Dancing with the Stars gets. It's just a fact. But I just refuse to be used that way, no matter what the price. But very few people have integrity like that. And they will invite the conservatives on their show to argue with them, for your entertainment, for sport. And I just won't do it. Phil in Sun City.
Hi, Randy. You still look badass.
Yes, I am.
Randy, I got 2 points.
Oh, I do,
first,
too. But there's
you.
No pineapples on them.
Yes. Well, you get what you got.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, Saudi Arabia's got the third largest military budget in the world. They don't need our help.
No.
Their toys are newer and shinier than ours. Let them go dent their stuff up.
Yes, go soil your stuff. Yes, go, deplete your bombing. I mean, it's ridiculous. First of all, this is only happening because Saudi Arabia has caused one of the worst human catastrophes on this planet right now. They have been mercilessly bombing Yemen since 2015. Okay. It's almost 2020. 12 million people in that little country just south of Saudi are starving to death. Women, children, men, literally stick figures starving to death because of.
But who's zooming?
And who's zooming who? Okay. So the Houthi rebels are the ones that are trying to take over Yemen and stop the starving. And they are backed by the Iranians. The Saudis are fighting the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels by bombing the crap out of Yemen so that 12 million people in that little tiny country are literally starving to death. This is what they built of it. So, you know, if they want to have a religious war, they want to say that there's a big difference between Shia and Sunni. It's like us saying, oh, there's a huge difference between Episcopalian and, Lutheran. That's how minute this religious disagreement is. But it's a religious war. Let them have it. They want to do it. Let them do it.
And they have the toys.
They got all the toys.
Can I make my other point?
Sure.
My other point is with regard to impeachment.
Yeah.
I want an impeachment to go through because I want them to put their names on it. Those people that stand with this insult to America, I want their names to be part of the congressional record. So
I do too.
From now through all of the future, we can tell people who these people are and who they're affiliated with and what they do. We got to pay attention to Maya Angelou. We got to.
When they show you who they are, believe them? Is that what you're saying? I think we got disconnected. Let me just give you the numbers, okay? In the House of Representatives, we need to impeach the president 218 votes. You know how many we have? 130. This is why there is no support from Nancy Pelosi for impeachment. You have two things happening simultaneously. One is polling of us, the citizenry. And I told you, 59% of America does not want to see this man impeached, and everyone's got different reasons. 13%, just so you know, 13% believe he didn't do anything wrong. 13% believe he didn't do anything wrong, which means everyone else believes he did. Okay? So what is the deal? Well, 31%, which is about half of the 59, don't want him impeached because they know Mitch McConnell will roll over and that all the Republican senators will roll over, right? And they will not remove this man. And so they think that Trump would benefit from that scenario. Okay? Then there are other people out there that really want to see healthcare discussed and fixed. They know the House passed a healthcare bill. They know that Trump is in court trying to dismantle the ACA. You've got people who are like 89% of the American people want background checks on guns. They know the Senate is the one, you know, Mitch McConnell is the one that is standing in the way of common sense background check. So they would like to see, and they don't think that Congress can walk and chew gum at the same time. So, and that is the polling. And then there's the head count, the actual members. We need 218. We only have 130. That's the reason why there's no support for arresting Corey Lewandowski for invoking inherent contempt. It's just the truth. I'm not saying I'm down with that plan. I'm not. The law is the law.